We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Gets dumber every time. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. Maggie and Perloff on this Thursday. A lot going on today. First and foremost, Aaron Judge ties Roger Maris's home run record last night. So the simple question is, when Aaron Judge eventually hits 62, is he now the single season home run king? I say Bonds. Perloff says it will be Judge. You can vote on that at Maggie and Pearl on Twitter. That's not all that's going on. We got a big Thursday night football game to get to, Perloff, and I cannot wait to see your face tomorrow if the Miami Dolphins win and go to 4.
Yeah, I've come in very, very strongly that the Bengals are going to win this game.
Well, not just that the Bengals are going to win, the shade that you've thrown towards the Miami Dolphins.
So Miami Dolphins are the hot team, and I think you're biased because they beat your Buffalo Bills, the juggernaut, the wagon, as we're calling them.
Yep.
They showed that game again last night on NFL Network. The Bills should have won that game.
Yes, they should have.
Miami should have lost in week two to the Ravens. There's no doubt about that. They scored 28 points in the fourth quarter. They should be a 1-2 team. That's just a reality. That is not an unfair statement. But they're 3-0. So the NFL media is jumping all over them. It's all about Tua. They have a lot of new toys with Tyreek Hill. Let me tell you about some other 3-0 teams, Maggie. Remember the Denver Broncos last year? 3-0 with Teddy Bridgewater quarterback. You know what happened to them?
They played the Jets every week?
They, but that's funny. Actually, there's two teams that are 3-0, and there's a lot of Jets on their schedule. So they went on to lose their next four after beating the Jets in week three, and ended up ending up 7-10. Let me tell you about the 2021 Carolina Panthers.
Oh, I know they played the Jets.
Oh yeah, they beat up on the Jets, and they were 3-0. They ended up 5-12. Okay, there's a common theme here.
The Jets did. I know that's not where you were going with this, but that's what we found.
But I have discovered the key to starting out hot and then being terrible is play the Jets early. So at least that, you know.
Call the NFL league office. We cracked the code.
Yeah. My point, I was trying to say that the Dolphins are not as good as their record. So I do think there's something to that. Listen, let's be realistic. They played 40 minutes on defense last Sunday.
Yep.
It was 1,000 degrees with the heat index down there. They're playing the best offense in the league. They have to be so worn down. So if Cincinnati gets anything going on offense, it gets any time of possession, there's no way that Miami's defense can hold up in a short week. So I'm not even going to judge the Dolphins and say if they lose tonight. But to me, this feels like such a Herculean task. I'd be shocked if Cincinnati didn't win.
Okay, so I would be shocked also because, you know, those things we call schedule losses?
Because
they played in that crazy hot weather, it just might be too quick of a turnaround. And also, Tua was already dealing with a back and what, an ankle?
Oh, with the fake back injury, right.
Well, I mean, now I'm kind of rooting for a back injury here because if it's not his back, it means that it was his head. And like, both are bad, but I guess I'd probably take my back over my brain.
Well, actually, so, I mean, you could hurt both. Even if there is a back injury, that does not mean that the NFLPA looking into his concussion is nothing. Because
is nothing,
it,
right.
It sure looked like it was something. But either way, he's playing.
He's playing, but like, what kind of state is he going to be in? So that in and of itself, like, is going to set the Dolphins back. So,
let's get into what if they do win it.
So that's where I think this is most interesting. If they lose, okay, you're going to get a couple people are going to jump off the Tua bandwagon. I mean, I got a news flash for everybody. The Tua bandwagon is going to be like up and down, up and down. The peaks and valleys of this season are just going to be ridiculous. So a couple people will probably jump off the bandwagon. But if they win, say your Eagles get upset by Jacksonville and the Miami Dolphins are the last remaining, team that has not lost. Like, that to me, the hype is going to be through the roof.
But even then, it's going to be completely misplaced. I mean, last year, was it Arizona undefeated till really late in the season? Was it last year or 2 years ago?
It was last year. 9-0.
Yeah, they went 9-0, and the hype was crazy.
I think it was 7-0.
Or whatever it was. And Kyler, everybody was, Kyler's the NFL's next superstar, and
yes,
it completely fell apart.
No, but remember, we had like some evidence that the Cardinals has had late season swoons before. So I think everyone was actually a little bit nervous about saying this is the real thing. This Miami situation, everything's new about this, right?
Yeah.
You have Tua coming into his element. How the offense looks now with Tyreek Hill, a brand new head coach who looks like he's the next, you know, big thing. All of that is so new, and we don't have like a lot of data points to go on.
That is such revisionist history on Arizona. There, we should go back to some of the pregame week 8 shows. They were hyping up the Cardinals like there was no tomorrow.
Well, because
you
almost had to because of the record, right? You had to give them their due.
Yeah,
if a team is 7-0,
and
you have to give them some respect.
Right, and they had a young quarterback who looked like he was on the verge of becoming a superstar.
Right.
Similar situation. Tua looks like he's going to be the next real thing, and we fall in love with quarterbacks, and we anoint them. It's what we do. We all, there's
we do.
No more popular quarterback than the next star quarterback, the guy who's on the brink of stardom.
Love him.
Justin Herbert right now. I think that
Tua.
Jalen Hurts right now.
Yep.
Tua right now. Those guys, you see their MVP market just going through the roof because we love the next guy. And Tua, I don't think it is a roller coaster ride on the Tua reputation, but there are a lot of people. Your old friend Bart Scott, I heard him on ESPN today saying, do not buy into to Tua just yet. Tua should not believe he's anything special. He's got to show a lot more.
Okay, but I mean, the problem with that is how healthy is he, right?
No, he's fine. He played out the rest
of that
game. He looked totally fine the rest of the game.
So the one thing about it, what was the thing that really derailed Kyler Murray last year, right? He ends up getting
Hopkins
an injury, and
it.
Hopkins ended up getting an injury also. He ended up, and Murray played through it, and Hopkins couldn't. And that's what derailed it. Like, this has got to be a little worrisome if you're a Miami Dolphins fan or if you're believing the Miami hype like I am, that it's only week 3 and already Tua could be dealing with, we're not even sure if these injuries are significant or
not. Wow. This isn't your New York Mets we're talking about. You're already building excuses for the Dolphins to fall apart. You're already creating the excuse narrative for Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, first of all,
he doesn't need it.
So
but.
I don't think a loss here, though. Like, I don't think this doesn't derail the Dolphins. They've built a nice little cushion for themselves just starting 3-0. On the flip side of this, I mean, you're welcome to weigh in on Tua at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Are you a believer that he is actually the next big thing? Like, he's the next young guy who's going to emerge on the scene. Him and Herbert, obviously same draft class. And then, of course, Joe Burrow, who's also in that same draft class. I think that a loss here for the Bengals would just be just destructive, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, this would be a really big letdown for the defending AFC champs.
I hear you. Yes, but I feel like it's weird. They are the defending AFC champs, but they are such the B storyline in this thing. There's something, I mean, obviously, there's something about the Dolphins. They're a national team in a way. The Bengals, even with that Super Bowl loss or not, if the Bengals are 1-3, would anybody be, first of all, you wouldn't be shocked. I don't think anyone's shocked.
No, I think people would be because the Dolphins are coming in off of this crazy.
Wait, this particular game, but right. But the Bengals struggling a little bit. We've watched it this year. It's not the biggest disappointment ever because I think you and I were the same way. We had our expectations way down for them coming off the Super Bowl loss.
Well, but then now who's making excuses?
I'm just saying, like, yeah, I know, but it's not going to be the same kind of, there's just so much energy around the Dolphins. I don't think the same kind of energy is going to be around the Bengals struggling.
But that's also because they're the new thing, right? Yeah. Like the Miami Dolphins are the new hot thing. The Bengals were this last year when they made their Super Bowl run. We couldn't get enough of it. And we kept betting against Joe Burrow and it kept blowing up in our faces. But I think that, like, I can't give the Bengals excuses here. You've got like a wounded opponent who's coming in clearly not 100%. They're practicing at the University of Cincinnati yesterday, and somehow, you know, a fan gets in there and starts taping their walkthrough, which even if that doesn't end up mattering, like that still might mentally kind of mess with you a little bit, right? Everyone out there could see some of the plays that you are designing, okay? And then on top of it, like, you got better in the offseason. That's the thing about the Bengals, that they're not playing like it, but meaningfully they did make upgrades in places that you thought they should, and yet we're not seeing it improve on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that was classic, oh, we're going to read into something that happened in March and expect it to translate in the field, when the truth is we have no idea. Same way we did with the entire AFC West. They clearly did not get better. That's just they're on
making
this record.
Their offensive line better. I mean,
saying like it didn't result. The offensive line is clearly not better. There's no way to argue that. He's on record pace for sacks. It got a little better last week, but it didn't make any difference. I don't know why. This happens all the time. Teams sign free agents who think, oh, they fixed their offensive line, and it's just not the case for whatever reason. Their O line is not fixed. I don't know. I feel like this is so mean. Last year's Bengals team was a flash in the pan that I don't think a lot of people think was a team here to stay, even with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. I mean, you could call me on that one, but I didn't see a single expert pick them to go to the Super Bowl. Not one.
Well, but that could also just be you're playing the odds. You know, what are the odds that either the Rams or the Bengals go back? You know, that's just like it could be couching because we so rarely see these kind of repeats.
But I also think people just don't buy the Bengals. Do you think, I mean,
yeah,
would you consider them
peril.
As
a, I mean,
did you pick them to win the division? I can't remember.
I picked the Ravens.
Yeah, we all picked.
Not true. You picked the Ravens. I did pick the Bengals to win the division.
Okay. Did you look at them as a Super Bowl threat?
I mean.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What am I going to say? Like, are they a Super Bowl threat? Well, no. I thought that, you know, the Chiefs and the Bills are much better.
Yeah.
I did have Miami making the playoffs. I don't know if I thought them as a Super Bowl threat. I had the Raiders making the playoffs, so it goes to show what I know. They started 0-3. Did I see them as a Super Bowl threat? No, but I thought they'd be a playoff team.
Yeah.
And they fall to 1-3. I mean, it's not an impossible hole to dig yourself out of, but look at what Lamar's doing with the Ravens right now. I mean, he looks like the MVP through the first few weeks of the season, and he's like, you know, they might run away with it in the North.
They look pretty flawed too, though.
Well, the back half of the secondary, we'll see.
Yeah, the Ravens feel like the Chargers a little bit. Like, everybody seems to get hurt.
It's a shame. You don't want to be snake bitten in that way. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So, are you a Tua believer, I think is the question. Perloff, clearly we know where you stand.
Obviously, I love Tua.
A big no.
I'm a big Tua fan, but I do not think this team is anywhere where people are placing them right now. Like, number one in power rankings, no way. There's just no way there's so many teams. I can think of four teams off the top of my head in AFC who are better. I'll give you, and I'll do it, the Ravens, who I don't even think are a Super Bowl
team. Who they just beat.
Yes.
The Bills, who they just
beat.
Is that not fair to do to them, though? Like, yes, you could say they had an amazing comeback, if you want to call it a Ravens collapse. They just beat them. They just beat the Bills.
Yeah.
I don't think they should have beat the Bills, but they did.
But that's what... Yes, you're saying it's not fair, but we know that there was extenuating circumstances, and that was a division game on the road. Just because you win one game, I mean, the Bills weren't going to go undefeated. Someone was going to beat them. It doesn't mean the team that beat them is better than them.
Okay, so
you lose games in the NFL. That's how it happens.
So the Bills, the Chiefs, who else do you think is better than the Miami Dolphins?
So the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens, so I mentioned, and... now I'm working here.
Can't go Patriots.
Oh, I definitely...
I
think the Patriots...
Chargers?
So the Chargers was my normal team to be there. They have some issues, Maggie.
You
I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? Come back to me in 3 weeks. Let's see how Miami... You know what? And you know what's going to make it even worse? What's going to happen? Miami, win or lose tonight, they have the Jets next. So they're going to win that game. And the very least, they're going to be 4-1. Then they have home games against the Vikings and Steelers. They could be a Cardinals-like team where they rack up this record and we still don't know how good they are.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Welcome to weigh in on your thoughts on the game tonight, but specifically about Tua. When you think about him, do you think he's a good quarterback? Good or great? What are we using with Tua? Great. We know he's a good quarterback, obviously.
Do you put him in the top 10? Like, and you don't have to name them, but you consider him, if
no,
I say Tua
Tagovailoa,
a top 10 quarterback.
I don't think of him as a top 10 quarterback.
No. How about top half of the league?
Top half of the league, yeah. I've liked what I've seen the first three games. I mean, yes, they've gotten down in a couple of those games, in the Ravens game specifically, and had to come back. But, I mean, hasn't he answered some questions? We were wondering if he was going to be able to throw a deep ball. He's been able to do that. He's obviously has the accuracy. Obviously, before he got hurt in the Bills game, he looked healthy. Like, I don't know. I understand how guys get criticism, but don't you feel like they have to do something to earn it at first? Like, I don't know what he's done to earn criticism right now. I think he gets, like, unfairly targeted in some ways. Like, yeah. We go back to the preseason when he threw a short ball. Like, come on, everyone. Like, we're better than that.
I don't see that coming up a lot, the famous Instagram post.
No, but good. Like, he shut that crowd up.
If you take the fourth quarter against the Ravens out, his numbers are very pedestrian. I mean, he had 185 yards last week passing. He had 270 yards against the Patriots, which is pretty good. And he was at about 250 or something. They're good, but it really was that explosion against the Ravens that separates him from the field. So I have to see a few more of those. If he does it tonight, I don't know what you want me to do. I will wear a Tua jersey gladly. I'll be full on.
I feel like teal could be your color.
Yeah, the white and teal.
Which one would you want? I'd probably want, the white. Is the cooler
definitely.
Miami Dolphins
jersey. I'm not, it's called Dolphin Blue. What's this color called?
It's
aqua blue? Is this teal?
Yes, it's definitely, it's teal and orange. Am I crazy?
I think it has a special name.
It has a special name?
Yes, I don't think it's called teal. That's not teal. Help us out here.
I think it's aqua.
Yeah, it's aqua. Aqua. Yeah.
Okay, aqua, teal. Same, guys, come on. What are we, Crayola? It's the same.
Yeah.
What, aqua's got a little more blue in it?
I don't know. You wouldn't say the Charlotte Hornets have aqua uniforms. You say those are teal.
Isn't it the same?
I mean, the color wheel says no.
The color wheel. You guys are making me feel like I'm colorblind.
are lavender and indigo the same thing now? I mean, what's going on here?
No, but you know that's not true.
Wait, actually.
Indigo is way darker than lavender.
I have a color palette here.
Yeah.
According to this, teal is a little darker than aqua.
And it's aqua?
I think it's aqua, or is it called Dolphin Blue? Is it called aqua or Dolphin Blue? Because they sometimes rename these uniforms.
Oh, the Cincinnati Bengals are wearing the all white tonight, right? Those uniforms look cool. I'm not even really a uniform person, but I thought those Bengals uniforms.
It's like a snow Bengal.
Yeah, kind of, like a snow leopard.
I think, honestly, that's the real reason I'm picking the Bengals tonight. That white uniform cannot be topped. That is so cool.
Wait, so if the Dolphins win, what's Perloff going to do? We know you already have a show bet with one of our listeners that he believes that the Dolphins are going to win more games than the Denver Broncos, quite frankly. Early on, he's looking pretty good.
Yeah. I don't know. It's 2-1 versus 3-0.
Yeah, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Do not overhype this 3-0. 3-0, the Denver Broncos were 3-0 last year. Do not buy into it, Maggie. Be smarter than that. Come on. Man, the Bengals better show up tonight. Bengals better show up tonight.
You know what's funny? It's like, to me, also, like, rooting for Miami, like, really goes against my own interests here, but I have to do it. I'm rooting against Perloff, and I'm rooting for the story of Tua. Let's go to Christina. She's in Toronto. Hey, Christina, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing excellent. What's on your mind?
I want to talk about these Dolphins. People are going to think I'm delusional, but we're going undefeated.
Whoa.
50 years.
Okay.
We're going 17-0. Hasn't been done since Don Shula. The last time we had a winning record like this was with Don Shula. Mike McDaniel is the next Don Shula.
Wow. I don't even know what the hotter take was in there, Christina. Was it that the Dolphins are going to go undefeated or that Mike McDaniel's the next Don Shula?
You know what? We've had a lot of crappy coaches over the years. And
you had Nick Saban and Jimmy Johnson. You had two Hall of Famers. Get out of here.
Nick Saban at Miami was not. That's a low point in the organization, not a high point.
Well, you had good coaches. There was other things going on. In my opinion, there were some good coaches who went through that building.
I mean,
is a good coach. He got fired.
But. Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Todd Bowles was there for an interim. Joe Philbin, Adam Gase, not that great.
Not that great, but they did have Jimmy Johnson. I mean,
thank you, Christina. Good luck. Yeah. What's the hotter take that the Dolphins are going to go 17-0 or that Mike McDaniel's the next Don Shula?
So
it was 72, right? Was the undefeated? So
this is the 50-year anniversary.
Yeah, 50 years.
That's why all the Dolphins fans and Mercury Morris are, on standby.
They have a remarkable schedule. It's unbelievable. If they get past Cincinnati, they have the Jets. Then they host the Vikings, losing record. Or do the Vikings have a losing record? Or no, they have a winning record. 2-1.
Yep.
They have the Steelers, who might be one of the worst teams in the league. They have Detroit, who is good but can't seem to beat anybody. They have Chicago, who's terrible. Cleveland, Houston, San Francisco, Chargers. Whoa. They're going to be favored in almost all of those.
You think they'd be favored on the road at San Francisco?
Depends if it's Lance or Jimmy.
But that's the think about it. It's at San Francisco, at the Chargers, at Buffalo, Green Bay, at New England.
That's tough. The end is tough. Then a little gift of the Jets at home and that to end the season with.
Yeah, I love how the time on that right now is TBD. It's like, let me save you some trouble. It's going to be at one.
I think San Francisco, don't these guys see that maybe going totally south? Jimmy G, there was a couple throws. I saw a highlight of.
I know, but that's always the Jimmy G experience.
But the decisions he made against the Broncos in Week 3 were so bad.
That's always the Jimmy G experience, but then he'll redeem himself with a good game after that.
He lost 11-10 to Nathaniel Hackett. Is that redeemable?
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know.
You know what I mean? It was.
But that
was
old friend Jimmy, like, oh man, I remember you. That's when it's like bad boyfriend Jimmy, you know? When he comes in and, you know, saves the day after Trey Lance goes down, that's good boyfriend Jimmy. You know what I mean?
You're absolutely right. I mean, if you told me before that at San Francisco, at Chargers, at Bills was going to be a not that bad a stretch, I never would have believed you, but maybe it will be.
855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Coming up, we got an update on Dak Prescott's thumb as the Cowboys get set to play against another division rival on Sunday. We've got details, details, details next. Don't move. More Maggie and Perloff right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Maggie and Perloff hanging out with you on CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network. We'll get to the Cowboys in just 1 second, Stu, because we have Tasty Thursday today, which is when we try something different every Thursday, different cuisine. And so this week, Perloff wanted to do chili. So we have all this chili here in the studio, and I think I have BO. I keep thinking, oh no, I forgot to put deodorant on today. Like, oh no, how embarrassing is this? It's like, oh no, no, wait, that's not me. That's just like three roasted cartons onion of chili that are just hanging out without tops on in the studio.
Yes, Stu, Mike, are you guys going to grab some of this chili at some point? Or
we already had some.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
there's more. So like, yeah, we all got our bowls of chili here, and I just keep thinking like, man, I must have forgot to put deodorant on today.
Yeah,
But it's not me, everybody. I'm off the hook.
I'm not going to mention the restaurant, but I don't love this chili. It's not my style of chili.
No, I mean, it's good. It has a little kick to it, but I'm not like in love.
Yeah, I like to make my own chili. I am a chili connoisseur.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah, you know, I've competed a few times in contests. Came in third once.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That impressed us all.
Yeah, it's good.
You guys know about my chili. Oh, okay.
No, we don't know about your chili.
Like, you know, with your family and like there are four people, like your mom, your...
No, every July 4th in Northern California, we spend July in Northern California, there's a local chili cook-off, and 1 year I came in third. Now, full disclosure, my father-in-law was one of the...
You bought the chili from restaurant. Passed it off as your own?
No, I'm a legit... I make chili pretty much every Sunday. I have all sorts of different recipes, but I have my different things that I like. I like bacon in there.
Yeah.
I'm very high protein. I tend to stay healthy.
The bacon's really going to make it healthy. That's
bacon's kind of healthy. It's high in protein. I never put corn in it.
Keep telling yourself
There's
that.
There's no corn.
Did you say your father-in-law was a judge?
He was a judge. So I had the whole board sort of. And then I thought, I'm legit. Then I got killed next year. I came in last place.
When your father was no, father-in-law
he was no longer the judge.
I love you say we usually spend summer in July. Like this is the 1930s and you summer somewhere.
Yeah, we summer in no, every
summer
July 4th,
in Northern California. I'm like, I think we're doing shows.
My in-laws live in Northern California in the summer. And every July 4th, we're there. And every July 4th, I go in this chili contest. I'm pretty good. I'll bring in some. You guys like that?
I think it's going to be better than what we ordered today.
I think it will be.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, let's get to our Cowboys quickie. come to think of it, I bet the best chili I've ever had that's not homemade was probably in Dallas. Probably. Okay, so a little update here on Dak Prescott, who is throwing to the running backs today, Perloff.
Yeah. So Dak has been running out with the other quarterbacks, and he's been doing aerobics and things. He actually threw today, but it was just little short passes, which makes me think, Maggie, I don't think he's close.
So the latest was that Dak could return for week 5 against the Los Angeles Rams. So obviously he's going to miss this week against the Commanders, but considering the fact that the Commanders look pretty bad,
yeah,
and Cooper Rush has been, you know, adequate, more than adequate, at quarterback, and the defense has been holding up, I don't know, you didn't need to rush him back. You got Rams, and then at Philly after that.
So everyone's saying he could return against the Rams, and Jerry keeps saying, Jerry's been so positive the whole time. That doesn't mean he will return against the Rams or should return against the Rams. I'll bet you Cooper Rush does well this week. And they say, you know what is the point, right? Because why do you want your star quarterback with an injured hand facing Aaron Donald?
Yeah, and also, if you win this week, well, now you just stack 2 division wins with a backup quarterback. You beat the Giants, and then if you beat the Commanders, you got to be feeling awesome if you're Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
And so maybe you can feel like you can afford to have a more healthy when you face your next division opponent, which, of course, is your Eagles.
Right. You know, Rap Sheet, NFL Network, Ian Rapoport, said that he has an outside shot versus the Rams yesterday. So we'll see. I think that they're going to be cautious with him because if he's only throwing 5 feet to running backs, how close is that to real game action?
Well,
feels like a long way to me.
These guys heal quickly. That is your Cowboys quickie.
It's a right hand. It seems like a very important body part for a quarterback.
Yeah, I'm wondering like what he must be wearing a cast every other, you know, when he's like outside the facility, right? Just to protect it in case somebody comes up looking for an autograph or something and bumps into him or something like that.
I don't know if that's how the injury works. Is it a splint where
like
you immobilize it? Yeah, or maybe it's like a splint where you immobilize it so it doesn't move. You know, Russell Wilson's finger injury last year, the mallet finger.
Yeah,
I've had that many times.
Mallet finger? That's what it's called?
When you break the tendons and your finger just lays there like this. That's what was happening to Russ.
Were you working 20 hours a day to get back like Russ was?
No, it's the worst though. You have to wear a splint on your finger where it's straight for 8 weeks straight. It's the worst injury. I hate it. And what Dak is going through right now, you guys ever injured your thumb? Oh, brutal. I did it in basketball. Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it is brutal. It seems like it.
Yeah, I guess in the list of NFL
in the
injuries,
grand scheme of NFL injuries, I feel like thumb doesn't even, for a quarterback, yes, but thumb doesn't even crack like the top 25.
Yeah, but for a quarterback, it does. Andy Dalton, by the way, might get some action this weekend in London.
Yeah.
His best season ever ruined because he hit somebody's helmet, broke his right thumb, out for the year. It's a worst nightmare.
When are things going to start going right for that guy?
Oh, in London this weekend. As many people have pointed out, he'll be the second most famous redhead if he gets on the field behind the prince. But
that's pretty good.
Actually,
and it's like it's one and then 25 football fields worth and then Andy Dalton.
Yeah. I don't know. Did Jameis Winston talk about confusing injury reports? Jameis Winston, every day you're reading, he's not on the practice field, but the coaching staff said he's looking good. Then why isn't he practicing in London?
Well, considering he might have broken bones in his back, according to Jay Glazer, I don't know why he'd be on a football field.
That's the injury you keep coming back to. You seem to think that we're underestimating 4 broken back,
you know,
vertebrae.
Seems kind of like a big deal.
Not as bad as mallet finger, though.
No, obviously not. Mallet
worst.
Finger is the worst. Forget your broken back. Don't want that mallet finger. Good points, too. We have some more from Jerry Jones, who was talking to Yahoo Finance about the future of the Cowboys.
I wouldn't sell the Cowboys for 10. That is, I'll book it. I would not. I'm not interested in selling the Cowboys. I bought the Cowboys not to make money at all. I had a little money, but what I wanted to do was coach football.
That's a lie. Not the fact that he wouldn't sell for $10 billion. I actually weirdly believe that. But to think you wouldn't buy the Cowboys because you don't want to make money, that's a bold-faced lie from Jerry.
No, get out of here. I totally believe him. And the fact that he wanted to coach football, not just be a GM, shows his
credit. That's the part that stands out to me even more. He's like, forget about being a GM. Maybe he's going to fire McCarthy and he'll take over himself.
That will be his final wish. I wonder if he will actually. What'd you say?
Just get on the field. Just shoot up.
If he gets like one play. Whatever. Anthony Rizzo was like basically managing the game for the Yankees last night. They had this whole thing where all the players were basically doing the jobs of the coaches. Right.
Kyler Murray's the offensive coordinator in Arizona, last I checked. So it's not that unusual. But you're right. No, I think Jerry genuinely does football, and I think that was a big part of it.
Well,
I don't think
of course he does, but imagine, like, if Jerry Jones wanted to get a job coaching, I'm sure at that point he could have been an assistant or something somewhere, right?
I don't know.
He had to buy a team just to maybe have an outside shot of calling the shots.
Has a team ever hired an oil executive to be the quarterback's coach? That's never happened.
But sometimes you hear these stories about people who are like hedge fund execs and stuff like that who get totally burnt out. And they're like, oh, I'm just going to coach high school football or college or be an unpaid grad assistant or something like that.
Yeah, no.
Those stories happen.
Yeah. But you think he was he did not. You don't buy a team for the money. Not even just Jerry.
I think you buy a team for the fame.
You buy a team for the fame. I don't. Nobody invests.
You can also buy it for the fame. I'll agree with you there because there's a lot of billionaires that we don't know, but we definitely know who sports owners are. But to say you're not getting into it for the money, I don't believe that. Even if he's saying he's not going to sell the team for $10 billion, like you're still the Cowboys. I'm sure are not losing. Losing money. I'm sure he's turning a profit, and a big one.
I don't think super rich people buy teams for profit, though. I think there are other ways to make it. But it's such a good investment.
Sports, you always cash out.
George Steinbrenner bought the Yankees in 1973 for $10 million, a shade below $10 million. They're worth, what, $5 billion now? $4 billion?
But do you think that he, when he bought the team, did he say, well, there's these four investments out there? There's baseball, there's timber.
Well, he's a shipping magnate.
Yeah, yeah, he already did timber. Yeah. Say it was baseball, cryptocurrency, and one other thing.
one's been around for 150 years, and the other one's been around for 150 months.
But there's all sorts of ways you can make money. That is not why people buy teams. I think they do it for much more complicated reasons.
I remember Bill Maher talking about, he was a minority investor in the New York Mets and was talking about how he cashed out and sold his shares, and they're like, well, did you make money? He's like, oh yeah, I made tons of money. Like, you
make money, but that's not why you get into it. I don't know
how many billionaires are going to be lining up to buy the Phoenix Suns, and I think maybe yes, you want the fame, but I think it's also because you want to be an NBA owner because you want to make money off the franchise, because you know that if you're going to sell it, you're going to sell it at a high profit.
If you listen to the Jerry Jones cut longer, I mean, he goes on for 2 minutes because Jerry just loves to talk. He talks about one of the great things about being an owner is that it's the prestige of it. There's only 32 NFL owners, 30 NBA owners. There's something to be said to be an owner of a North American franchise.
No doubt. Yeah, you get the prestige, and you also get people who despise you if you don't win. So you get the public ridicule also. It's not just all roses. But
absolutely. I've heard there are a lot of rich people don't want to own teams because they don't want that.
Yeah, like Bezos never.
Yeah, he's in on the Suns, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's in on everything because he's Jeff Bezos, but so far has never shown an interest. Microsoft guy, Bill Gates, never wanted to own a team.
Yeah,
but Ballmer is there.
Yeah, but Ballmer is there.
And Paul Allen, right? Or Paul Allen?
Paul Allen passed away.
Right. What? He was Microsoft.
He owned the Seahawks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it looks like they're going to sell at some point soon too.
Yeah. I'm emailing you guys, and I'm only doing this. I'm not going to subject the audience to this. Pictures of my broken fingers and Russell Wilson's broken fingers.
Don't do that. I don't want to receive that in an inbox.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's too late. I'm hitting send. Why do you?
Can I hit delete? I don't want to see a picture of your mallet finger.
No. This is not. This is.
I see Russell Wilson's. I don't see Perloff's.
Yeah, because I don't have mallet fingers. I don't think I ever.
Have you ever seen Tori Holt's finger?
Oh, yeah. You ever seen Baldy's fingers?
Oh, my goodness. It's crazy. Torrey Holt's finger, if he goes like this, like a five.
High five, yeah.
One of his fingers actually goes in a 90-degree angle and makes an L. It's crazy.
And he was a wide receiver. Like, I don't think about those guys having crazy. Like, well, I guess they're your hands.
Yeah, no, because you're catching balls. Receivers for sure.
Mm.
Yeah.
Ack, would you like some chili?
No, I've been looking at it. I'm thinking I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I knew that was going to happen.
I'm just glad it's not me.
I know, maybe when it got here, it looked better, but it's kind of looking like it's been picked at and whatnot, and it's not as warm as it once was.
So. No, it's not holding up well, and it's only been here for like a half an hour.
Yeah, so.
We're like 0-for on Tasty Thursdays here. Oh, no, that's not true. Last week we had a good one.
Oh, the lox and bagels?
Yeah, we gave Ryan Leaf his first ever lox and bagels as he moved to New York.
Week one wings were pretty decent.
Yeah, NFL Wogies. week one wings were good. You're right. All right.
What about the vending machine? The vending machine was great, wasn't it?
The vending machine. That was a sad.
A little Kluck Norris a few weeks back.
That was good.
If the Eagles continue to win, there's a good cheesesteak place in the village that I would gladly buy cheesesteaks for everybody.
Okay.
But they have guys to be recommending a cheesesteak place in New York? I don't know.
Well, no, this place is from Philadelphia. It's called Wogies. They're all Philadelphia people who run it. If the Eagles beat the Cowboys in a couple weeks,
yeah,
cheesesteaks for everybody.
Wow.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
I didn't say you, Ax.
I'm not rooting for the Eagles. Then
out, Ax. Oh, it's over. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Coming up. Of course, we got a big game tonight. We want to get your thoughts on whether or not Aaron Judge would be the true single-season home run king if he hits 62. Rich Ackerman is here with a CBS Sports Update. Take it away. Maggie and Perloff, hanging out with you on this Thursday. Great game tonight. Dolphins-Bengals. Really looking forward to this for a lot of reasons. First of all, it kind of feels like a lot at stake. You know, for the Dolphins, while this might just be a schedule loss because of, you know, the game they played against the Bills on Sunday, it's a quick turnaround. Tua's banged up. But on top of that, I think there are a lot of people like you, Perloff, who do not believe in the Dolphins, who think they're frauds, that this is one of those 3-0 teams that we're going to forget about, like last year's Broncos or last year's Panthers, who started 3-0 and then completely fizzled. And so for that reason, like, a win for them tonight would just go so far, and I think breaking people who think like you do, which is that the Dolphins are more of just the flash in the pan sort of fluke.
Well, I don't expect them to go 5-12 like the Panthers did last year. You know, they've been 500 for what, 3 years in a row. They were,
yep.
They were 9-8 last year. So everyone knew they were around a 500 team. But the question is now, I think people are talking about them like they're a 13-win team. And maybe they are. Maybe I'm crazy because their schedule is super easy. But I don't see them as a real threat to the Bills. I think they're a level down in that sort of wild card team area, which is great. But people are talking about them in a completely different way.
Well, so, because they just beat the Bills. That's why.
Yeah, but
you know,
everyone,
you have a signature win like that coming off a signature win, a comeback win against the Ravens. It's going to create a lot of hype, especially because Tua was one of those quarterbacks who, even before the season started, it felt like this year was a referendum on him.
Yeah, but we're smart enough to know that that win over the Bills was not indicative of where the two teams stand. Nobody switched the Dolphins up to ahead of the Bills in their power rankings. Did they?
Well, I don't know, but they're ahead of them right now in the division for whatever that means.
Yeah, but the record is not everything. Obviously, you know, you look back at that game, I said they were showing it last night. The punt is still incredible, by the way. It's just absolutely fantastic.
You know, there was an update on the butt punt, actually. The update was for fantasy football owners and for people who this affected. You're already going to know what I'm about to say. But the NFL went back and took away what would have been a Bills blocked punt and took it off the board because, as we know, the Bills didn't block that punt. One of the Miami Dolphins' tushies did. So
it's called a minus 1 yard punt is the official score now.
Right. So it took fantasy points away if you had the Bills defense. So
I think that's a little unfair because it kills Thomas Morstead's punting average.
We're all very concerned about that. What kind of fantasy league are you in?
I don't know. Thomas Morstead is actually a trip on Twitter. So I was kind of rooting for him. He's really fun, big family guy. Now he got screwed over by that. Unfortunately, his whole career is now going to come down to that one single play.
Well, listen, a lot of punters go through life. Not everyone can be Pat McAfee. A lot of punters go through life and no one ever gives them any distinction. At least he's got that.
Yeah, but that's not really. Butt
and
punt?
They won,
that's
what you wanted to get. Hey, know. Butt punt. Hey, just get ready.
You're right, because they won the game. You're right. He actually,
if
he didn't
they lost
seem that
the game,
press.
He'd never be able to show his face in Miami again, but he's doing fine.
Yeah. Seems like a good dude, so we're not worried about him. But I watched again last night. I do not get the sense that the Dolphins are going to beat Buffalo again.
Well, we'll see. I mean, they don't play again until December. Right now on DraftKings, Miami is getting 3.5 points on the road with the against the Bengals, and over under 48.5, so obviously expecting some scoring here tonight. I'm so tempted where I feel like now it's not just about me, it's about the show, and it's about, like, the line has been drawn here between me and Perloff. You know, like, I think that the Dolphins could be a thing. You don't. Now I'm compelled.
Wait, how much
I
of a
have
thing?
To take the Dolphins plus the 3.5.
How much of a thing?
I think they're a playoff team.
Yeah, no, but okay, that's not a thing.
Okay, I think they can win a playoff game.
Come on, keep going.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much more do you want me to give them there? I think that Dolphins fans would be thrilled.
They're being talked about as a Super Bowl favorite.
No, I mean, come on, that's who's really saying that besides Mike McDaniel? And he's not even saying
Robert Griffin Jr., the third,
yes,
came out on ESPN and said they're the single best team in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I'd probably say that's, I don't know about that. There's, but that's
there's
his
hype.
Opinion.
There's real, real hype. I mean, they beat the Ravens and the Bills. I get it. Yeah, I don't think, I'm not saying they're not a wild card team. I'm not taking that bet. They could easily end up with 10 wins. So, I just do not see them being a 13-team win and a threat to the Bills in the AFC.
So where are you putting your money tonight? You're taking the Bengals? You're laying
I'm taking
three
the
and
Bengals, but I don't even feel proud about taking the Bengals tonight. And I think the Miami's probably going to go 6-1 or something like that because they have the Jets coming up. They host the Vikings and Steelers. And everyone's going to keep on hyping them, keep on hyping them, keep on hyping them. The fall will come. They are going to show who they really are. Because I watched that Ravens game, too. They should not have won that game.
No, but you know what? Like, the NFL, what do they say? It's like you first learn, like, how not to lose. Like, it's more, so many teams just end up shooting themselves in their own foot. Like, if you, you know, if you are, keep mm-hmm. yourself in it, if you stick around, sometimes you can just get lucky. And I don't actually, I don't actually want to say that about the Dolphins. I don't think it was getting lucky. I think it was recognizing mismatches when it comes to the Ravens game and taking advantage of them in the second half or in the fourth quarter. And I think for the Bills, it was just they just outlasted them. Like the Bills just got so, they lost so many players. They were exhausted, and they were the last team standing.
Kudos but last year, the Bills lost to the Patriots in a windy night in, yeah. Was it in Buffalo?
It was in Buffalo.
Yeah. So, but nobody, I hope you didn't walk away from that game saying the Patriots are the better team. They just happened to be able to take better advantage of fluke situations.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I did not think they were the better team, but I always have a little scared of Belichick. I'm like, oh, somehow he's got this figured out. Yeah. He just has our number or their number, the Bills. And then they went back to Foxborough and returned the favor big time. The day
yeah, and I think everyone expected them to because we all knew they were the better team. I think that's the same situation here. I think the Dolphins are going to get killed in December in Buffalo.
Well, this portion of the show is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code MMP for Maggie and Perloff to get in on the action. And that's where, you know, looking at this tonight, not just about the spread, but in terms of props, you said you were looking at a Tyreek Hill anytime touchdown at plus 125.
I read a story saying the most money has come in Vegas this week on Tyreek Hill to score a touchdown anytime, plus 125. Because of the narrative with him going after Eli Apple.
Yep.
So if you're Tua, do you feed Tyreek Hill? I think you might.
Because Tyreek Hill, first of all, didn't even seem like he knew they were playing the Bengals.
Yeah.
And then once he was alerted to the fact he was playing the Bengals, then had it right on the tip of the tongue to go after Eli Apple saying, I owe you one from last year's AFC Championship game. No, I do not think that Tua is going to be more compelled because Tyreek Hill was talking smack than he would just any other game to get the ball to Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't think
right. There's
extra motivation here because that's going to lead to picks.
True, but that happens in the NFL. We've seen great receivers get the ball forced to him. I kind of like that bet. Tyreek's going to catch one. How about Joe Mixon anytime touchdown 140, minus 140? Feels like Mixon's going to get in. They're going to control the ball. I like that one.
I like that one too. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4CBS. 4227 coming up. One college football coach is calling out his own fans. Hear what he had to say next. It's Maggie and Perloff. Don't move. More ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.